Okay, so we're on top of tonight, on a Saturday night. Tonight's my mother's yard site, so the learning is... thank you. Okay, the learning is the Luna Shama of Imimorotiyah to Brana by Yitzchak, so from Lebracha. All right, we're on Chav Heman Aleph. We're in stories about Rav Chanina ben Dosa, and it comes out Rav Chanina ben Dosa was able to do very miraculous things. He was a Tana. So I'm up to... One second, please. He says, okay, please don't refer to it that way, okay? Okay, now, we're up to the second wide line on Chafei Amad Aleph. Okay, the second wide line on Chafei Amad Aleph. So near the small parentheses. So I'm related to V2. So Reb Chanina ben Dosa's wife said to him, Areimet Nezil Venestayer Kuli Hai. How long are we going to suffer under these difficult, economic conditions? He says, Amar Lo, on line, the third wide line, Chaf Pei Amar Aleph, 25a. So he says, Amar Lo, Maina Avid. So he says, what do you want? Like, what do we do? What do you have in mind? So he says, Vai Rachme, the Nate Pilach meeting. You're good at tefillot. Why don't you have tefillot to Hashem and improve our economic situation? So Vai Rachme, so he, Reb Chanina ben Dosa, was in Palo to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yes, Takman, piece of Yad, like a palm came out. Gave him one leg of a golden table. Now, there's different yourselves in the Gemara going forward. So the way we have it in our Gemara is Chazai b'chelma, that he, Reb Chanina ben Dosa, then saw a dream, Atidu Sadiqi da'akli of towards Dava, that he saw in the future the Tzadikim, means their chelak and Gan Eden, they would eat on tables with three legs. And then we have it, and that you, dearest, are going to be eating on a table with two legs. In other words, you got your payment in this world, so it's withdrawal from what would be in the next world. Now, the other gears, which is what Rashi has, not Chazai, that I dreamt, Reb Chanina ben Dosa, but that Chazia, Chet Zayin Yud Aleph, that she saw, the wife saw a dream, the same thing, that they were, that everybody had a table with three golden legs, and instead of the ba'at, it's the ihu, and then he, the husband, would be on a table with two legs. So either way, so back in the Gemara, we're up to the parentheses around the fifth wide line. So in our version, Amrle, that she, the wife, says to Reb Chanina ben Dosa, or the other version, he says to her, Nichalach to Mechalach, likuling on the Torah to Mishlam, but not up to her to Mechsar. Says, are you comfortable that everybody's going to have, a table with three legs, and we're going to be on this shvach table with two legs? So Amrle, so she says to him, Umay Navid. So now what are we going to do? What do you suggest? So she says, by Rachme, v'nishbelinu minach. Why don't you be mepalel, just like you were mepalel, that they should give us something from Shemayim. So now be mepalel, they'll take the leg back. So he says, by Rachme, so he was mepalel, v'shakluhu, and they took the leg back in Shemayim. So Tana, Torah Nebraisa, the Dolaya Nes Achron, the latter Nes, the latter miracle was greater, Yotermina Rishon. Because our Mesorah is the May of Yahweh, that Shemayim, they sometimes give you things, but Mishka Lo Shakli, they don't take things back. All right, any questions, comments, thoughts, what we did so far?
Yeah, what does this mean?
It means that whoever had the dream had a vision of what their reward would be in Olam Haba, and it came out that what they're doing in this world is set off against what they have in the next world. In other words, whatever benefits you get in this world, it's withdrawal from your next world. All right.
So does that mean that wealthy people in this world are not going to do well in the next world?
Well, I think that, so the Gemara learns that different people were wealthy. Rebbe was very wealthy and Rebbe Akiva was wealthy. But I think people are always concerned, tzaddikim are always concerned of Shemi Gramachait. Maybe they've done Naveira and now they're getting the reward in this world as opposed to the next world. That is a cheshbon. All right, let's take a look. So the Gemara says, back in the Gemara, the 10th wide line, Chad Beis Shimshay. So one Friday night, and Rashi here, this we know is not really Rashi, he's the Mefarish, whoever it is, he comments on it. If you look on the third wide line on top, So he tells you about the term Beis Shimshay. He says, whenever it says Beis Shimshay, it means like Friday night. He says, Lo Shemati Tam. I don't know why it means Friday night, but it's Friday night. Or it says, so back in the Gemara, so it says, Chad Beis Shimshay, Chad Zil Brat Habarat Siva. So one Friday night, he sees his daughter is looking like very miserable. So Amar La B'T L'mayat Siva. He says, how come, you know, you're so looking so sad? So Amar La, she says to him, Klisha Chomis L'chalot L'klisha Shemen. I had a container of vinegar. I got confused with a container of oil. It was, I meant to put the oil in the candle. I said I put the vinegar in. We'd locked him in a world of Shabbat. So the light's going to go out. And so I feel badly that what's going up. So Amar La B'T L'mayich Batlach. So Rabbi Dosa to my daughter, what do you care? The Ribbono Shel Olam, who decreed that oil is flammable, so now he'll decree that chometz will be flammable. So Tana taught in a brisa, that the candles continued burning that whole day, all Shabbos, at Shevim and Orla Havdalah, since until they took light for Havdalah from the candle. Let's look at Rashi on this, on the fourth white line in Rashi. In this first narrow line, they lit a different candle from the Shabbos candles. In other words, the miraculous candle, they put that out. Like Rabbi Yehuda had an earlier Gemara, the sand that turned to flour, they don't want to be nana from the Masinisim. So he, the Nair of Havdalah, he had a different candle. All right, let's see back to the Gemara. sorry, what? That's the whole... We spoke about this last night, but you weren't here. So did you hear a Hezber on that or not? All right. So, I mean, one answer we gave was that there's a difference sometimes between if it's, you know, just being mosif, like you have something that's existing, you're adding on to more, or something like Yesh Me'ayim. In other words, so the shemen by Chanukah, the shemen existed, but it wasn't enough. And then, but in the other cases, it's like Yesh Me'ayim. Sand is not flour, vinegar is not oil. But on the other hand, another difference we said last night was that when it's done for a whole tzibur, it might be different than for a yachid. Okay, anyway, so we're on the 15th narrow line, 15th wide line on Chaf Hei Mad Aleph. Reb Chanina ben Dosa. Rav Chanina ben Dosa had goats. So Amru Leik Hamafsan. So the people, the neighbor said that the goats are ruining the whole neighborhood, they're destroying everything. So Amar, he said, Ikamafsadan Nechlinu Dube. If they're destroying things, they should be eaten by Dube. So Dove is a bear, but if you look at the Rashi says on the fifth narrow line, Dubim was Avim Sado, but they quoted in one of the Gemaras, they said that in the Ein Yaakov, it doesn't have a vav. It says the Avim Basado, the wolves, because in Aramaic, in the art, they put it in the art scroll, that Dive, and we've had this before, like Dalad Yud Beis means a wolf. In other words, the Dalad changes with the Zion. So it could be that Rashi's Girsa was Dive. Nechlinu Dive. Dive would be wolves. You got it? It says in the Gemara, Nechlinu Dube. He says, if they're destroying the fields, they should be eaten by Dube. So Dove is a bear. But Rashi says it means wolves. So, but in Aramaic, Dive, Dalad Yud Beis, is a wolf. So it could be that Rashi's gears in the Gemara was not Dube, but Dive, wolves. Okay, so back in the Gemara. So Nechlinu Dube, but it makes more sense with the wolves. He says, V'ilao, otherwise, let each one, in other words, if they're the ones who are destroying the neighborhood, let them be devoured by the wolves. But otherwise, let them bring back the goats, bring back a wolf between their horns in the evening. So the evening, they all came back with wolves in their horns. Mendoza had a neighbor who was building a house. The beams of the house weren't long enough. In other words, the beams for the roof, the ceiling, they weren't long enough. And again, their houses were like flat roofs. He says, Akil Kame, so she came to Rukunim Dosa. Amarle Baniti Beiti, Lokamat Shurai, I built my house and the beams aren't long enough. Amarle Mashmech, he says, what's your name? So Amarle Echu. So Amar Echu Nimati Shurech, Echu, let your beams reach the appropriate length. Tana Torah Braisa, Higiu, Shetsu Amalekan, Amalekan. They expanded till they were one Amma longer on each side of the walls. Some say that they were like added pieces were added onto them, but they were you know became long enough. Okay, now Tanya, we learned the Braisa Plimo there, and he by it. This is I saw that house, that the beams went out, extended one arm on each side. This is the house that Ruchinim and Dosa was able to like, you know, fix or like Kira's to like cover over the roof with his tefillah. All right, let me just do a little bit. Any questions, comments to us, anything we did so far? I don't know if she could. I don't know if she was able to afford it. In other words, she was coming to him. It sounds like she was desperate. That's the way it sounds like. But he had a tremendous koach with his tefillah. That's what it means. So let's take a look. Reb Chaim Mendoza, the Hechan Habulei Yizim. So Gemara says, where did Reb Chaim Mendoza have these goats from? I was bothered by why the Gemara like comes to this question now. After in other words, it ended the story with the goats, then it went to this woman with the beams, then it goes back to the goats. It says, Vaha'ani Habi. He's very poor, so where does he have all these goats? In addition to which, the Chachamim could teach us, you're not allowed to raise the Hamadaka in Eretz Israel, which are sheep and goats. I think it's because they were... it is halacha. But I think it was related because I think that they were... They were eating up all the pasture. I don't remember exactly. So you know what? We'll take a look in a little bit. Taftet Alan. All right, 1 second. So he says, Amara Pinchas Masav Bazar Machal Pesach Beito. So Pinchas said there was an incident where somebody came by Rukhani Medosa's house, Beniah Sham Tarnagolan, left chickens there. Umitzaatan Ishtosh Rukhani Medosa, Rukhani Medosa's wife found the chickens. Ba'amarlo, Al Tochlim Beitzain. So Rukhani Medosa said to his wife, don't eat from any of the eggs. In other words, they're not our chickens, don't eat from the eggs. We hear Bu Beitzim and Tarnagolan. So the eggs and the chickens kept increasing, the population kept growing. Ba'yumitzari no come. There was like a big torment having all these chickens all over the place. Umecharan, so they sold them all, the Kanavid Meizim, and they bought goats with it. So one day, the man who had lost the chickens initially passed by, Amar Lechavero, he said to his friend, I remember here, I don't know, 5 years ago, I left these chickens, I don't know what happened to them. Shema Reb Chanina heard about that. Amar Lo Yishlechavahan Siman, do you have a Siman? That you know what for those chickens? Amar Lohain said, I do. Natan lo Siman, he gave the Siman, then Natan lo Izim, and then he took the goats. Behene and Izi died to Dubi Bekarna. Those are the same Izim that they brought the wolves or the bears, depending how you translate it, in their horns. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
Yeah, what did he think he made Yeush?
Okay, 1 second. Okay, we're going to talk to you in 1 minute, Fern. We have Odeh's got a question. What's up? Right. All right. Let me take a quick look now. Okay, 1 second. Sorry, let me get it.
Goat cheese, very good. Lamb chops, great. And the goat, yeah, all over the day. I can have the grind on without sheep. That's not even cheap. They're very ready to just go on.
Yeah. One second.
Oh, I didn't even speak about coconut. Where they're going to go to Syria to bring the petrol back?
Michael, what did the Kohen do for goats? You're not allowed to raise goats in Israel. What did you do for sheep when they pray to the God? You remember?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Here's what the Machaber says. He says, this is in Siman Tav Tet in Choshen Mishpat Tolesim. It says, V'mdei Shah Behemadaka Darkala Rope Estoda Cherim. The nature of a Behemadaka is a sheep or a goat. It grazes in other fields. The Hezeka Matsui, its damage is very common. So it's Teknu Chachamim Shoygalena Hadam B'makom Sedoda Kramim. So he says that the Takana was they shouldn't raise them where the fields and vineyards are. Elo B'ya'arim. They have to raise it in the forest, is what he says. In other words, don't raise it like near where people are living. But if you buy it, asur. In other words, even to have it in a house is asur. But if you shein a shalo, they instituted that because of what the damage that he'll do. He says, umiu ikar takana zilinikana elo Israel. The ikar takana was in Israel to come our bigmara shebavel. So now we get to the question, you know, does it apply also outside of Eretz Israel? But we have what's doing with that. Okay, so it could be they would raise it in the forest. That's the way it's coming out. But it means let's take a look. Hey, there he is.
The shepherds all over in the
All right, let's see back, Limar.
Question. I had a question.
I'm sorry, Karen, what's up?
Why is it okay for him to sell this and convert them into goats and not use the eggs? Did he think that the person made yeish?
There was a blurb. They said the Gemara says you could do that. In other words, if I have your Metziah, and now I have a big headache raising it, I don't know when you're going to show up. So he's allowed to sell it to another item, which is easier for him to maintain. That he could do. But the only question
that doesn't explain why the wife couldn't use the eggs.
No, the eggs don't belong to him. In other words, it's not his property. In other words, the chicken was let's say Reuven. So the chicken belongs to Reuven, the eggs belong to Reuven, everything from the chicken belongs to Reuven.
So when he converted them to goats, the goats belong to Reuven ab initio.
Right. I mean, the only question is, how come he bought goats with it if you're not allowed to raise goats in Eretz Yisrael? So that I don't have.
Yeah, a goat farm.
Yeah, then anyway, all right, what did you want to say? Okay, everybody good? Okay, let's keep moving forward. Let me see if there's anything else here with this. All right, let's take a look. Okay, so I'm on Chaf Hey Med Aleph. We're 8-10 lines above where it gets very wide. Reb Lazar ben Pedat, Dechikalei Milta Tuva. Reb Lazar ben Pedat was very poor. Avad Milta, so he had his blood, left. In other words, he had the blood, they would do that as a, you know, for health reasons. Nothing to eat. So like you're supposed to eat when you have the blood left. The shakal brad the tumor, the shadi pumi. He took a clove of garlic, he put it in his mouth. Then he fell shvach benim, and then he slept. So Chamin went to find out what's going on with him. You know, he says chazu the kabachi v'chayach. They saw that he is like crying and laughing in his sleep. That flash of light came forth from his forehead. Ki itar, when he woke, we've been watching you. They asked him, why did you cry? Why didn't you laugh? Amar lahu, I dreamt that I was sitting with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'amri Lay, and I said to him, Amatai Tzayer Bayama, how long am I going to suffer in this world with like so little financially? Ba'amarli Elazar Bani Nichalach Da'afchi La'amu Mireisha. He said, the Rosh Tom said, you want me to like flip over the whole world from the beginning? Efshar to Mitilad and Beshaita to Mizone. So maybe you'll be born at a time of Mizonos. Like maybe it's like a little bit like Tevi the Milk Girl, like from Fiddler on the Roof. You know, like would it destroy some vast eternal plan?
Destroy some vast eternal plan.
Right, if I was a wealthy man. So Amri Lekamei, so I said to him, to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kuli Haiva Efshar, was you going to switch over the whole world from the beginning and maybe I'll be wealthy? So Amri Lay, so I said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Chai Tfei with the Chayina, have I lived most of my life already? In other words, let's say whatever number of years I'm supposed to live, let's say for, you know, example, let's say you're supposed to live 70 years. So have I lived most of my life already? Or do I have more of the Chayina? Or do I have more of my life left to live? So Amar Lay, the Chayit, he says, most of your life is already passed. So Amri Lekamei, so I said to Ribbono Shel Olam, Im Kein Lo Ba'ina, if that's the case, so I don't need to destroy the world. I don't need to do everything. I'll stay with this. So he says, Amar Li, so the Ribbono Shel Olam said, Bahai Agra, the Amar, Lo Ba'ina, Yehim Lach, now, I'm sorry. So Rashi says the fact that he was crying in his sleep is because he learned that he had lived most of his life. And that's why he was crying. Now we're coming up to why he was laughing. So he says, Amarli Bahai Agra the Amar Bilbaina. So the Rosh Hashanah says, for in the reward that you said, I don't need to like, you know, switch over the whole world and you know, be born again. He says, Yahino Lakla Amad Ate, so I'm gonna give you an Olam Haba, Blaisar na Harbat the Mishpah Farsim Dachin, Kiprat the Diglat. I'm gonna give you 13 streams of pure farsim oil is balsam oil, right? Balsam oil, he says, that are like pure, clean as the Euphrates and the Tigris, and some take out those words, the ma'angit that you can enjoy yourself with. In other words, the idea is that the Olam Haba is the ruchni world, so a farsam oil is like with the scent of smell. In other words, so the scent of smell is closest to the neshama. Like the Gemara learns, like, how do you know you make the bracha on Reach? It says, Kol HaNeshama Talotaha. Like, in other words, like every breathing person does it. So that's a saying, like, you're going to have this tremendous spiritual benefit in the next world. He says, to Amri Lekamei, so I said to Ribbono Shel Olam, Hai V'tulo, is that it? So Amrlin, L'chavrach Ma'yihita. Now, again, on these lines, it's different shatim, but the shat I'm going to go with is, like, if I give to you, I'm going to have to take away from somebody else. What do you want me to give to the other person? Now, it could be another pshat is, if I give you an excessive amount, then what, the person I don't give an excessive amount, what am I going to give to him? So Amri Lay, Ba'anami Gavro, Tlaitle Ba'ina, he says, now again, this different pshat and what this line means, either he's saying, like, am I asking this from somebody who doesn't have it? And you're a Ribbono Shel Olam, you could do anything in the world. So that's what I'm asking for. Or, Ba'anami Gavra Delaytle Ba'ina. In other words, I'm asking it, like, for those Jews who lost their chelek in Olam Haba, let me have their chelek. In other words, people who don't have it anymore, let me have their chelek. So, Machian Biskutla Putoi. So he, like, snapped, like, with fingers. Obviously, it's an anthropomorphism. Like when you snap your fingers, like with the index finger and the middle finger, he snapped the finger, like, and he says, "Ba'amarli," and he said to me, "Elazar bri girebach gire." In other words, like these are my arrows in you, they're my arrows. In other words, so Rashi learns he was like bechedva. In other words, Hashem was delighted with him, and the snapping the finger. So again, when he cried, it's when he heard that most of his life has passed. And then when Hashem said, "You're going to get this reward in Olam Haba," that's when he laughed. And then the splash of light he saw from his forehead was a Kadosh Baruch Hu snapping his fingers at him. In other words, with this conversation, but that he liked him. All right. Now, so he knows that's the way it remains. So he says the second line, So now we're back to asking for the rain. So before Bachanina, he was gozer atanit, and rain didn't come. Amrulay, so they said to him, and he had rain. How come you gozer atanit and you don't have rain? So he says, Amar lahu, hana, habar levi. He says, we're two different people. So Rashi says, who is Shekhav and Ishekhav? Who had just been on? Rabbi Shimon Levi's on a different level than me. So he got the rain. Says, so Imrule Deneti. So he says, this is Rabbi Chaim Baruch Hanina, why don't you tell Rabbi Shimon Levi to come? And we'll all be Mechavin for rain. He says, Efshar Netavre Tzibor Libayu. Maybe Tzibor, like, break their hearts, in other words, like, humble themselves. He says, "Ati mitra," then the rain will come. So Baun Rachme, so they all did that. Rabbi Shimon Levi got there, and they were all with Pala of Loati Mitra. Rain did not come. He says, Amar Lahu, so he, Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, said to all of them, Nichaluchu shi yavo matar b'shvileinu. In other words, do you all want that rain should come on our account? In other words, he wanted to be Mechaber, all of them, Rabbi Shimon Levi himself, or the whole Tzibur. Amar Lahu, hey. So they said, yes. So Amar, so Rabbi Chini Bar Chana says, Rakia Rakia means the heavens, Ksip Panayach, words, cover yourself. In other words, it's like the clouds come, it's like the heavens covering themselves. I want the sky to be filled with clouds. So he said, Ksip Panayach, says Lo Ichasid, it didn't cover. So Amar, Kama Azim Pnei Rakia, he says, how brazen is the surface of the Rakia. So then the clouds came and the rain came. Okay, Levi gazar tanit mitra. Levi was gozer tanit and the rain didn't come. Amar lefana ribono shalolam ali to be a shaft of b'marom. Says you went up and you dwell in the heavens. Minatam rachim abanecha. You don't rachim on your progeny on your children. Atamitra beitla. So rain came, but Levi became lame. So the Gemara says, "Amr Blazar, Yolama Yatiach Adam Gorm Klavi Mala." In other words, Levi spoke somewhat insolently to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He said, "You went to Marom, you didn't work Merachim on your children." So he got results, but he also got a result that he wasn't looking for. He became lame. So Reb Blazar says, "Yolama Yatiach Adam Gorm Klavi Mala, Shadam Gadol Yatiach Gorm Klavi Mala." Bitla, excuse me. Umanu Levi. Who is that Levi? Says Vahagor Malay, but Levi asked me key to come into Rebbe. The Gemara says, yeah, but we learned that Levi became lame because he demonstrated what Kida is. So in the Chumash and in Tanakh, it says Vayikod Vayishtachavu. So Kida means when you bow down from your hips until your face is flush with the floor without bending your knees and just sticking your thumbs in the floor. So Levi demonstrated before Rebbe what Kida was, and he became lame. So if he became lame from that, since it's not like he became lame from this incident with the tefillah. He says, the Gemara says, Hava HaGarmalai. It was, they both were causative factors. In other words, he had presumably this incident with the rain in his background, and then he was Achvi Kida Kami Derebi, so both of that were Mitzarev together, and as a result of that, he became lame. Just a few more lines, and I'll pause. Rabbi Bar Lulyani heard these clouds talking to one another. Said, "Let's go bring water for Ammon and Moab. That's on the east bank of the Yarden." Amar lefanav. So he opened, this sounds almost like a Hasidic story. Amar lefanav. Ribono Shalom. Shnat Torah Lam Chayisah Chazarta Kulmon Olam Lo Kiblua. So he says, Ribono Shalom. When he wanted to give the Torah, he turned to all the nations of the world, and they didn't want it. Now you're giving them matar because the cloud is going to bring the rain to Ammon and Moab. Shidohacha, like pour out the water here in Israel. Shadua aduchtayu, so the clouds pour out the rain there. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything I did so far? All right, let me make sure there's nobody here. All right, let's go forward. All right, so we're two lines from the bottom on Chapayim and Aleph. This is a pasuk I think we're all familiar with in Mizmor Shilim of Shabbat that we recite every Shabbos. That a tzaddik will and on Friday night we say it also, a tzaddik will grow like a tamar, like a date palm tree. It'll be like cedar in Lebanon, will flourish. And tzaddikah tamar yiprach is sofei tevo korach. So he says here, and then our tamar, lamanim our eretz. So in other words, which the tzaddik like? If it says that he's like a date palm tree, why do I have to say it's like a cedar? Is it in Nemar Erez, Laman Nemar Tamar? It's like cedar. Why does it have to say date palm tree? He says, so Ilu Nemar Tamar, Lonemar Erez, you just said he's like a date palm tree, not a cedar. Ayiti Omer, Ma Tamar, front page. So this Kafem of the Ace, the top line. Ma Tamar, so the date palm tree, Engizomachliv, like its trunk doesn't regenerate. In other words, if you chop down the date palm tree, it won't regrow. So I think the tzaddik also does not regenerate. So what does it mean that regenerate? So Rashi learns that we think he's not in Tchiyas HaMeisim, that he wouldn't have resurrection of the dead. But a different shot is that he doesn't have children to take over, you know, to succeed him. Or he had another pshat here. What's the other pshat? He says, one second. Yeah, okay, that's it. Yeah, so he says, yeah, he will not produce the son that follows in his footsteps and carries on his work. Alternatively, if he falls in a rise again, what's the rational Baba Batra? So it's like Sheva Yipol Tzadik Bekam. There's a suk that Rav Butner, you know, quotes in one of his pieces, and Rav Simon's quoted that like the Tzadik, you know, it means like it's a process. But anyway, let's get back in the words. That's what I would have thought. Because the Tamar, you chop it down, that's the end of the Tamar. He says, so therefore it compares him also to a cedar. But Ilunemar Erez, but only since cedar of Lonemar Tamar, Ethiumar Ma Erez, you know, Seperot. I would say just like the cedar doesn't produce payroad, Afsadikas Shalom in a Seperot. So the payroad are the Masim Tovim that he does in this world, like Ilum Shadamokel Pertambalamazem, Lachachnemar Tamar, Benemar Erez. So it says both of them. So it means the Tamar has got the payroad. And the Erez is Gizomachlif. So the Tzaddik has both elements. He makes payroad in this world. He does mitzvot, and he's got the payroad. And Gizomachlif, he's going to have a son that will you know, take over for him, or he may, you know, fall down, and he'll get up again, or he has Tchiyas HaMeisim. Okay, now the Gemara Agav Orcha mentions the Erez Gizomachlif in this whole shetel that we said before. It came out that the Erez, the cedar tree, regenerates itself if you chop it down. Is that the case? But Tanya, we learned the Braisa. Alokeh hilam mechaviro lakotz. If I purchase a tree from my friend with an intent to chop down the tree, so in other words, I'm purchasing the tree, but in other words, just like the tree, not the land or the base or anything like that, just the tree. So he says, alokeh hilam mechaviro lakotz, to cut it down. So the buyer should find a point, one tefach from the ground, like 4 inches above the ground, and cut the tree at that point, so the tree will regenerate. He says, "Bistan hashikma shnei tefachim." If it's a sycamore tree that's been cut before, he should cut 2 tefachim from the ground. "Bitulat hashikma," if it's a sycamore that's never been cut down before, but either way, it's going to grow back. The kanim of the kafanim, if I'm cutting down reeds or vines, from the first knot, you know, like there's a knot in the wood, they're all cut from that point. Now, here's the key thing. But the kanim of arazim, dekel is the same as the tamar, the date palm tree, which we said doesn't regenerate, that we're good with. Uva arazim is the cedar tree, chofer lamatu mashrish. You could dig underneath and uprooted, the fishing is omachlik. It's never grown back. So here, the Bryce says, Mefurish, the Erez, just like the Tamar, does not grow back. But a few lines ago, we said in this piece of Torah from Rabbi Bar Lulyani, he said that it did grow back. So he says, Lefishing is omachlik. So how come I ask Kinan? So the Gemara says, what was Rabbi Bar Lulyani talking about? He says, Bishar Mine Arazim. There's other types of Erez, other types of cedar. Kid Rabbi Bar Huna, Dama Rabbi Bar Huna, Asra Mine Arazim. Rabbi Huna says, he had this in Sechet Rosh Hashanah and Sukkah. He says there are 10 species of eras of cedar. He says, Shenemar, Atim, Bamgar, Eras, Shitab, Adas, Vidomir, mentioned seven. And then Rashi brings down, the Gemara learns that there's nothing in the Rosh Hashanah, but they added Alonim, Almonim, and Almogim. So which is which? So let me just see how we have it here. One second. Yeah. So the one that regenerates is the other type. Okay. So it's one of the, that's the story. Okay. Any questions? Comes close. Anything we did so far? Everybody good? All right. Let's do this. All right. Let's see further. All right. Tana Rabbanan, Maaseh Reb Elezer. Now, Reb Elezer is a famous Tana, Reb Elezer ben Hyrcanus. He's mentioned in the past. He's one of the people that took Reb Yochum and Zakkai out of Yerushalayim together with Reb Yeshua. Reb Yeshua later on put him in Nidui. And so this is Reb Elezer, Shigazar, Shosh Straight Tana Yodel at Tzibur. He was a 13th Tana Yodel on the Tzibur. So that's what we learned from the Mishnah. On Daf Yud Bey, when there's no rain, you do three, and then three, and another six. So you have 13 taniyot. And after all 13 fasts, no rain. So after the last fast, everybody begins to exit shul. Amar lahem, he said, have you prepared graves for yourself? We have no rain here. So everybody crying. We are Duke Shaman. Then the rain came down. We saw this earlier in the Gemara also. Like, the key element is like breaking the person's like attitude and feeling the right attitude, like humility. Shuv Maasib Reb Elezer, Shirel Lefnei Ateva. There was another incident with the Tan Reb Elezer. It was Yori Lefnei Ateva. So it means he's the Shlich Tzibur. The Gemara is Shuv Yor Bar Brachos. We saw that on a Tanit Tzibur, so the Shlich Tzibur says 24 Brachot. He had six. We had that in the initial beginning of this parak. He wasn't answered. Yerad Rabbi Akiva Achrav. Rabbi Akiva got up after Reb Elezer. The Amar, and this is a famous Gemara, Avinu Malkeinu Imlanu Melech La'ata. And he starts, Avinu Malkeinu, we have no king but you. Avinu Malkeinu L'mancha Rafei Malenu. For your sake, have mercy on us. You are Dukashamim. Havum Rani Rabbanan. So the Chachamim were all talking, here, Reb Elezer, he davened, he didn't get a response. Reb Akiva davened, like Lakora, Reb Akiva is greater than him. That's what the raid would be. So he says, Yatztabba Koba Amra, Lo Nisha Zegadomi Zer. So a heavenly voice came out and said, not because this one, Reb Akiva, is greater than Reb Elezer. And again, Reb Elezer was actually the Rebbe of Rebbe Akiva, right? He was one of his rebbeim. He says, "Ela shezeh ma'avir amidotav, v'zeinu ma'avir amidotav." That Rebbe Akiva is ma'avir amidotav. So the simple pshat, ma'avir amidotav, means he's like forgiving and like flexible. In other words, a certain person maybe didn't show him proper kavod, and he's willing to look, let it pass. V'zeinu ma'avir amidotav. Reb Elezer is not ma'avir amidotav. So Reb Elezer, I saw this once in Reb Chaim Shulevitz. He said that Reb Elezer was a Talmud of Beit Shammai. So that's the Masori he had from Beit Shammai. The method of Torah is to be Doresh and not to be Mavir and the Midot. But Rabbi Akiva had a different Masori. But here it's coming out that in terms of the Tefilot, so it was more effective with Rabbi Akiva because he was Mavir and Midotav. In other words, the Chazal teaches us that the midah in the midah that a person exhibits to other people, so too in Shemayim, that's the midah that's exhibited to him. So if a person is mavi or midotav, in other words, I'm like you did something not so great to me, but I'm going to let it pass, let it go. So then the Rebbe Shlom says, also, you're right. So you're right. The people didn't do things so great. I'm going to let it go. But if you're tough on everything, so I have to be tough with you. Okay, that's one shot in Gemara. Now, we'll do a different shot. It's got here from the Al-Adaf. So we went through the Gemara, right? I'm going to go over that again. So our Gemara relates that a bat kol emerged from heaven and said, truthfully, Reb Elezer's righteousness equaled Rabbi Akiva's, and the reason Hashem hearkened to Rabbi Akiva's prayers, he was Mavi Amidotav. yields to the will of others, overlooks others' wrongdoing, and therefore Hashem in turn yields to his prayers. Reb Lezer is not Ma'aviyom Midotav. Hilyahu Rabba, citing Asramam Road, explains that Ma'aviyom Midotav in the context, in this context, does not mean one who yields easily to others, but rather one who overcame, corrected imperfections in his character. So this is a different Hesber. The Ma'aviyom Midotav, that he like reworked himself. In other words, he was mitaking everything. Rabbi Akiva descended from converts that did not inherit good character traits. In other words, midot are my character traits. So Rabbi Akiva was ma'avir on his midot. In other words, he went through each of his midot, like kas, gaiva, things like that, and he corrected it. He also did not receive a Torah education as Rabbi Akiva until he was 40 years old. Thus, he had to overcome immense obstacles in order to obtain the same level of Torah scholarship and righteousness as Reb Lezer was born with naturally good tendencies. Therefore, his prayer was more potent than Reb Lezer's. Different shot. But Reb Akiva, he did so much more work to get where he is today than the kind of Reb Lezer. It's a little bit like a Baal Tshuva and a Tzadik Meikaro. The Pasuk in Bereishis relates that Rivka was barren, Akara, and she, together with her husband Yitzchak, prayed for children. Hashem hearkened to Yitzchak's prayer, and Rivka conceived a child. It was in the beginning of Parsha Toldot, so they both pray, they each go to their own corner, and Vayi'ater lo Hashem. Hashem's listened to Yitzchak's tefillah. This is Rashi, studying Gemara Nivavon on Sabbath Dalit, explains that the prayers of a tzaddik, who's the son of a tzaddik, are more effective, those of a tzaddik, the son of a rasha. Therefore, it was Yitzchak's prayers that took effect. So he's saying Tzadik ben Tzadik's prayers are more effective. The Eliyahu Rabba does know it's a contradiction. The Gemara Nivavon states the prayers of a Tzadik, son of a Tzadik, are more effective, whereas our Gemara indicates the prayers of a Tzadik who was born into a non-righteous family, i.e. Baal Tshuva, Rabbi Akiva, are more effective. So which is it? Which feels more effective? The Tzadik ben Tzadik, or which is Yitzchak, or the Tzadik ben Rasha, or Rabbi Akiva, or I don't know if his father's a Rasha, but he comes from Gerim. With that machloket in the Gemara. Okay, so he says in answer, the Eliyahu Rabba cites the Marshal, who distinguishes between a prayer offered on one's own behalf, one offered on behalf of someone else. A Baal Tshuva, who had to overcome more obstacles than a Tzadik ben Tzadik, is more personal zechusim, I would say zechuyot, than a Tzadik ben Tzadik, and his prayers are more effective when offered on behalf of a friend or community, as in the case of our Gemara, Rabbi Akiva prayed for rain for the community. So when you're praying, his answer is, if you're praying for a whole tzibur, then the Baal Tshuva is better. That's why Rabbi Akiva, the whole tzibur. However, when praying for one's own salvation, I'm praying for myself, my own keshman, he says it's important to invoke the zechus of one's forebears because it's difficult to marry personal salvation with one's own zechuyos. In other words, I need something, Rabbi Shalom, so I have to, if I can pull from my father, grandfather, it's better. Therefore, when Yitzchak and Rivka prayed for children, Hashem listened to Yitzchak's prayers as he was able to invoke the zechus of his righteous father, Abraham. All right, but it's an issue that comes up. Okay, I'm going to go on. Everybody good? All right, let's see back in the Gemara. And this, of course, is the source for Avinu Malkeinu. So let's see back in the Gemara. So now the Gemara says, everybody, we're at Tana Rabbanan, around 15 lines above where it gets wide. So Tana Rabbanan, I tell you what, Shem Yordan, about Tzibur Poski and Bitani Tam. How much rain has to come down for the Tzibur to cease fasting? So it means in two instances. One is if the Beis Din goes there a series of Taniyot, and now some rain is, let's say it goes there six Taniyot, the last at the end. Now some rain came down between the Taniyot. How much rain has to come down, say we're done with the fast? Or in the middle of the fast, the rain comes down. So Rashi points out it's different than the Yachid. So the Gemara learned earlier, if I'm a Yachid, then I have to complete the fast, even if it comes down the rain in the middle. But the Tzibur, and we'll see, we learned a certain shear, and we'll see it later on in the Gemara as well, says, according to Remeir, if the rain saturates the ground to a depth like the plow would go down, then the fast are off. But Chachamim Omrim, come you say, if the ground was very dry, so if the rain goes down, makes it damp to a depth of one tefach, that's it. The Beinoni, if the ground was like medium, that wasn't very dry, but it's Beinoni, it's fine, two tefachim. Ba'avudah, if it's a well-worked ground, so there was a lot of plowing, social tefachim, means it's the same level of rain, but the rain will go down deeper when it's plowed up ahead of time. So if it's avudah, if it's a well-worked ground, the water has to go to a depth of 3 tefachim. What? Right. No, it's the same amount of water. But in other words, the one tefach that will moisten a tefach in a chareva, the dry ground, will go to the Beinoni, 2 tefachim, will go to the 3 tefachim with the avuda. Right. So Tanya, we learn the Braisa, if Shimon Elazar Omer, Ein lecha tefach milamalo, Shein tomi on tzelech reto shlosha tefachim. So we know in the Chumash and Chazal described to us that there's 2 tahomot. There's a tahom like underneath the ground. There's a tahom like mayim tachtonim and mayim alyonim. There's water beneath and water above. That it says by Abdel bin mayim asher mitach l'rakia, bin mayim asher mi'al l'rakia. It's gracious. So the Tana Rishon Lazar says every tefach that goes milamala that was from the upstairs. Shein tomi yotzei l'kvatos shlosha tefachim. The tahom comes up 3 tefachim. So Rashi points out, the way I read the Rashi here, that even though there's a lot of ground in between, it means like you have the water table or whatever, and there's a lot of amod, he says that it moistens still somewhat ground upstairs. So v'ha'atani tefachayim, and in Braisa we learn that it goes up 2 tefachim. So lo kasha, kamba avuda, the last Braisa we're talking about if it's well-worked ground. So the well-worked ground, so tefach l'malo, so it means that's less water. So in other words, if it goes down one tefach depth l'malo, but it was avuda, so that's less water than tefach, which is not avuda, like we saw before. Whereas, so it's less water upstairs, so less water downstairs. Tamashin avuda. Amar Blazar, Shemanaskin Amayim Bechag, when they would do Nisach Amayim on Chag on Sukkot, and remember, they have the Nisach Yayin, the Nisach Mayim. We went through this in the Sechet Yoma and the two bowls that were on the Mizbeach with the two holes in them. So he says, Tahom Omer L'Chavero, like the Tahom says to its Chaver, it says, in other words, you have the Tahom below and the Tahom above. So Tahom Omer L'Chavero, Abami Necha, he says, one Tahom says to the other Tahom, like let forth your water, like let it gush forth. Kol Shnei Reyim Ani Shomei, I hear the sound of two friends, meaning the Nisach Hamayim and the Nisach Yayin. Shneamar, and he quotes Pasuk and Tehillim, says Tahom El Tahom Korei the Kol Tzin Recha V'Gomer. That one Tahom calls the other one the Kol Tzin Recha, the sound of your tzinor, like your, like you know the pipes, but it means the base of Mikdash. So I'm a rabbi, the Didi Chazi the Yehai Ridya. He says I saw the Malach. His name is Ridya. Is the Malach on top of rain? Dami igla who pierces tibavate. It looks like a calf, and it's like its lips are separated, like smiling. The kind of tohoma ta'ala tomiva, it stands between the lower tohom, the upper tohom. He says the tohoma ilah amar la. He says the upper tohom chashur minecha. He says like let forth your waters. Tohoma ta'ala ibay minecha. The lower tohom he says like also like your waters should gush forth. In other words, one is chashur. It's like pouring out, and one is like gushing forth from the earth. Shneamar, anitzanim yiruba aretz. So again, the Gemara quotes at the beginning of the pasuk, you always need the end of the pasuk. So the way Rashi darshes it, anitzanim yiruba aretz, means like the sprouts are in the land, but the way he darshes it out, he means like this mitzvah that you do in the base of Mikdash, Nisach Hamayim, and Nisach Yayin, that only comes up once a year. That's anitzanim. In other words, it comes up once a year. The sound of song, that's the song of the base of Mikdash, he says, and then he says, Kol HaTor, so it's not the turtle dove, the Malach that looks like an eagle, Tor is like the shore. So Kol HaTor in the Shema Bar saying that the sound of the Tor means that this Malach is heard. Okay, let me keep moving with this last narrow line. Hayumitanu Yarduk Shamim. So we said earlier, if they were fasting and rain came down, we learned in the Mishnah a couple of different shitot. So one shita was, if it rains, in other words, they have a fast day, and now it rains, and it's a kind of tzibur, and now it rains before nace, before sunrise. So one shita holds, and now they don't have to fast anymore. Then the other shita held, boy, look how many da'apim we did here with this thing already. He says, the other shita holds that it has to be, Yeah, it has to be before Chatzot. He says, those are very kodem Chatzot, like a shlima. And Chatzot is some people have their first meal. One day, say, Nates is the beginning of the day, so the fast hasn't really begun in earnest. The others say that the first meal you'd have at Chatzot, so then that's the way the fast begins at Chatzot. So before the fast begins, you can break the fast. So, if the rain came before Nates, they shouldn't complete the fast. After Nates, they should complete it according to Rameir. Rabbi Yehuda says Chatzot is the body line. Now we have another opinion that we didn't have in Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kodem Teishot Lo Yeshlinu. If the rain comes before 9 hours, 9 hours would be 3 p.m. So if the rain comes before 3 p.m., they don't have to complete the fast. Lachar Teishot Yeshlinu. Because Achav was a melech, and Rashi makes the cheshbon that melachim, that they get up at 3 hours a day, and then they eat like 6 hours later. So it's like the first meal they're having at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So Achav only began fasting in 9 hours. L'malah shneimar araita kinechna Achav b'kulei. He says there was this Eliyahu Navi. He gives the bad nevuah to Achav. You know, he says that, you know, being so much a avodah zara, I'm going to wipe out your whole family, the whole thing. So then Achav fasts. He says Rabbi Huda Nasiya, so three shita. Rabbi Huda Nasiya Gazar Tanita, Yerdulam Sham Lakar Nisakama. Rabbi Huda Nasiya is the grandson of Rabbi Huda Nasiya. His Gazar not Tanit. Rain came down after sunrise. Sabar Lash Lubinu. So he thought they should complete the fast. So Amalei Rabbi Yami, Kodam Chatzot, Bachar Chatzot Shani. But he says, but the Tana says, he's going to sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Chatzot should be the sheet there. Shmuel HaKatan, Gazar Tani, Kodam Menetz Chama. Shmuel HaTachim was Gozer Tanis, and rain came before Nates, before sunrise. Yisvur Am Lamar, Shvachosh Tzibur Hu. So the people thought, I Kanahar, we must be really good people, that the rain is coming before Nates. It's like Rabbi Shalom sees our needs. Amar Lahem, so Shmuel HaKatan said to them, I'll give you a mashal. What is this similar to? To a servant who seeks like a gift from his master. He says, Amar Lahem Tunal. The master says, give it to him. And I don't want to hear his voice. In other words, I can't stand here. This guy gives me a headache. Just give it to him so I don't have to hear from him. In other words, use one of his big Sheva. Because the rain came down before Nate. So I don't think it's such a big Sheva. Now, then he says, Shub Shmuel HaKatan. Gazar Tanita, then Shmuel, he goes another time. The rain came after Shkia, that's the other end of the day. He says, so people thought, now it's our Sheva. We fasted, we prayed the whole day, and the rain came. Showing we're good. So he says, no, it's also not praiseworthy. I'm going to give another mashal. To a servant who seeks like a gift from his master. His wait till he gets all bent out of shape and he's in tsuras. He's in the car. After he's really a mess, then give him the gift. He says, so the Gemara says, so if the rain comes early, that's not Sheva. If the rain comes late, that's not Sheva. So what would be Sheva? Would be a crazy, worthy thing for Shmuel HaKatan? So the Gemara says, Amar Mashav Ruach Manashav Zika. If the Shliach Sibur, we saw this earlier in the Gemara, not today, Shliach Sibur says, Mashav Ruach, you cause the wind to blow, and then the wind blows. Amar Morid Agashem, he's Morid Agashem Atamitra. That would be praiseworthy. All right, let me wrap up the parak, and we're going to go to late Mar. Masav Gazer Atani below the Kule. We said there was an incident where there was Gozer Atani load. And then the rain came, and then he I think Rabbi Tarfon had them come back after they ate to say Halalah Gadol. So if a name of Halalah Ikar, why does he wait till after they eat to come back to Shul and say Halalah Gadol? Let's say Halalah right away. So by the Rabbi Dharma Tabayu, Vishaynomu Halal, top line, Bethap Abdullah, Halalah Nefer Shvei of the Karismaya. You only say Halal on a full stomach, he says. So Rashi points out that the key line in the Halel, Halel HaGadol, is okay, Lecha B'Kobasar, that has to be on a full stomach. It's sort of a halag adult. So the Gemara says, Enis is true, but Rapapa equal to the Kanisha da Abigubar. Rapapa came to the Shul and Abigubar, the Gazer Tanit, he was Gozer Tanit, Yardulahem Kishamim Ad Chatzot. And the Kishamim came down, in other words, before Chatzot, the Amar Halel, so he said to, he instructed them to say Halel, but Harkachachlu the Shatu, and then they ate and drank. So how did he direct them to say Halel? And they didn't eat. So this is Shani Benim Chuz and Shrikhu Shekhud. So he evaluated that the Nebuchadnezzar were not righteous people. If he lets them eat, they're going to drink and never come back to shul. So better say halal gadol this way. They're not saying halal at all. Okay. No. They broke off the fast. Let me just do through one more line of the Mishnah, then we'll talk. Okay. So b'shlosha prakim b'shnah kohen nosim kamei amar b'apam b'yom. There are three times during the year that the kohen dochem four times during the day. Shachmuzim mincha b'nilas sharim b'taniyom adorim yom kippurim. On a fast day, Mamado, we spoke about, we will speak, and Yom Kippur. Okay, what do you want to say, quickly?
Can you say, hello, Mamado, and Shabbos in the morning on an empty stomach?
I mean, you had a, yeah, well it could be that he means the Halal Gadol after a fast day, but in addition to which, maybe the Halal Gadol is so early in the morning, maybe that's not, I don't know what else to say. Okay, all right, so learning was Lulu Shama Vimi Morati and Tabrana, but you took it from the Bracha. Thank you very much. Okay, thank you. What, in other words, you.